Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Well, they haven't fired old Dave the Rave yet. I'm still here, everybody. Yes, it's my Relics and Rarities party. The great hit 45s and the records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Off the Relics Rarity Show, a 45 that puts old Dave the Rave in the right kind of a groove. Yes, Ruby and the Party Gang. Hey Ruby, shut your mouth! I'm trying to concentrate on my Relics Rarity Show. 45 that only peaked the number 105 in early 1972.
Over and over, I told you that I love you. It's over and over and over. I told you I miss you. I like the good books, yeah. You'd have a dream, just what are you so? No game. Let's not take it for a toy. It's like the good book said. You'll have to read just what are you saying?
We are playing for the years.
this year. It's a like a good book said. You'd have to reap just what I you sow.
Kicking off my Rolex Verde show with two artists out of the Washington, D.C. area. The Fat Boy Billy Stewart, great tune called Reap What You Sow. And of course, Ruby and the Party Gang. And hey, Ruby, shut your mouth. Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon. It's one of the 45s that fell through the cracks. That deserved a lot more chart success than they actually got. Best known for the regional hit of Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache, The Bandwagon on the Epic record label and a tune called You. The Bandwagon out of Rochester, New York.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
Speaking of Rochester, New York, it's rockin'!
Out of California about a week ago, I'm heading for my home and I think it owes me to rock in Rochester. Swinging place in Rochester, they keep a real, real place.
more time. That's some great screaming in that particular 45 on the Lifetime Recording record label from 1960, a 45 that amazingly sells for about $1,500 when you can actually find a copy on places like eBay. The Tempest from Rockin' Rochester. That's where they're from. Yes, Rockin' Rochester, USA. Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. But Rochester's way up north. And, of course, further south in New York City is the girl from New York City.
She come out with the best friend for the summer in L.A. They took a small apartment down on the beach. Well,
Tony Rivers in the Castaways, the girl from New York City. You gotta look for her uptown.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes uptown each evening to my tenement. Uptown where folks don't have to pay much rent, and when he's there with me, he can see that he's everything. Then he's tall, he don't crawl, he's a king. Downtown, he's just one of a million guys. He don't get no breaks, and he takes all they got to give.
Sound of the Crystals. Yes, that's classic. It's called Uptown. Gotta find that Uptown girl.
I need your sweet.
box of 45s. That's my sweet inspiration. Dave the Rave here on the Relics Rarity Show by the Sweet Inspirations. Yes, make some sweet music. As we take you to Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Jay and the Techniques. And the 45 that actually debuted on the charts right around this time in April of 1968. Only peaking at number 64, but a good record indeed. Baby, make your own sweet music.
Programmed from the heart, not some research chart. Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
The second Sure Shot 45 of the show. Got to dig this one.
You say you don't love me no more, and this I understand. But everywhere I go, I hear about your other man. I know, and you do too, that our love will never be through.
Sure Shot 45 there from George Yuli on the Buddha record label, a record label mostly known for Bubblegum Records, but a lot of great soul records on that label as well. George Yuli from December of 1970, and That's Why I Cry. Of course, sometimes I cry because I'm brokenhearted. And that's what Jimmy Ruffin sings about.
A world filled with love is a wonderful sight. Being in love is one's heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced. As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness.
Top 10 hit record released in late summer of 1966 with that alternate spoken word beginning. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, they end up doing the Relics and Rarities show. That's what happens to them. Ah, yes, here in the No Static Attic with the group.
Do I want ya? Do I need ya? Baby, baby, I try so hard to please ya, cause your sweet love is driving me crazy. I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby, and it's true that I need ya. Ooh, how I love ya. Spend my days and my eyes thinking of ya. I love you more and more every day. I can't get enough of your love, baby, baby. Still a while, ooh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Dave the Rave Discovery of the Week there. The group, G-R-O-U-P, on the Warner Brothers record label from 66, Summer of 66. Co-written by Gary Zeekley and Dick St. John from Dick and Dee Dee, and of course produced by Gary Zeekley. The group and a great tune called Baby, Baby, It's You. Well, just recently we lost to rock and roll heaven another great one, Carlo Mastrangelo, who of course was one of Dion's Belmonts and of course recorded some great records on his own. But in 1968, you know, trying to stay current with the music, on the Laurie record label, Carlo Mastrangelo had put out a record by a group called The Endless Pulse. The Endless Pulse of the tune called You Turned Me Over. I'm going to play the record for you right now for Carlo Mastrangelo. Yeah, so sad to lose him up there to rock and roll heaven.
Got another heart, the one
Once again, The Endless Pulse, but that's actually Carlo Mastrangelo's band. Carlo Mastrangelo, one of the Belmonts. Rest in peace up in rock and roll heaven.
For the Crazy Elephant, 1969. Gimme, gimme, good lovin'.
Dave the Rave drops the needle on another great 45. More relics and rarities from the No Static Attic.
sad and blue, not knowing what to do. Of course, she sits at home and waits for my call. It doesn't bother me at all, but that's part of the game. Now everybody says you run back to her.
Game was trying to make that a hit 45. I love it. It's by the Day Trippers. 45 that came out originally on the Karate record label, then later released on the American Music Makers record label. Day Trippers, and that's part of the game. And I'm not lying about that either. There's a great sound of Keith.
Ain't gonna lie, that's one thing you and I could never see. So as we kiss goodbye, if I cry, don't let these tears I shed today hold you back in any way. He's waiting for your smile, so hurry. Some pack of lies to us, a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other.
Top 40 hit record for Keith in the fall of 1966, but not his first record. This is the first one to hit the charts. Ain't Gonna Lie, a song given to him by the Hollies.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show. It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
Thank you.
Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, and that could be my song for many reasons. Not to mention the fact that I had something to do with that record coming out as a single on the Stax record label. Yes, because I used to bug the music director, WWRL, back in the 1960s, that should be a record to be played off of that King and Queen album. And eventually he listened to me. Yes, Larry Berger eventually started playing Lovey Dovey as an LP cut on WWRL, the Soul 1600 radio station. And Stax, of course, because of the great response, ended up putting it out on a 45. And they probably would have done that anyway, but I guess I kind of pushed it along. Not to mention the fact that my girlfriend, Lorinda, kind of refuses. I don't know why, but, you know, a lot of times I say, I'm your boyfriend, right? And she'll say, no, you're my lubby-dubby. Not even lovey-dovey. She says lubby-dubby. But, Lorinda, this is what you should be singing. I'm the boy of your dreams. And that's for sure. I'll walk you down the aisle. You said you'll do anything? I like that. The Boy of My Dreams, Tolly 45 by Twinkle. By special request going out to Al in Dayton, Ohio. Says he listens to my show on Rocket Radio and he loves the Relics of Rarity show. This is your song by Richard and Young Lions.
Left you out.
Got to be the most overplayed non-big hit record that we have here on the Relics of Rarity Show, because I love the record for the fall of 1966, a Phillips 45 that might have been a hit record if Phillips wasn't so busy promoting the Four Seasons and Dusty Springfield, because that record was like number one in many regional markets, but only number 99 for 1 week only on the Billboard Top 100. Out of Newark, New Jersey, Richard and the Young Lions, Open Up Your Door. Great request from Al in Dayton, Ohio.
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
If you see me walking with my head hung down, feet are scuffling and a shuffling the ground, ain't because I'm a watching my shoes. I got the young blues, you know it, babe. I got the young blues because of what they do and say. This big bad world. Mama says I got good. Says I'm just acting strange. What I get, I get from the news. I got the young blues, you know it, babe. I got the young blues because of what they do and say. This big bad world. I remember all the things I've read about what folks have done.
That was buried on the B-side of the Joel Christian ABC Paramount 45 called Masters of War, a Dylan tune, and Young Blues on the B-side. It should have been the A-side. That's going to do it for my Relics of Rarity Show. We are very much out of time. Yes, we ran a little bit longer than I was hoping to. I mean, I'd like to be here all day long. I really would. But they only give me so much time on the radio. I want to thank the affiliates who carry the Relics of Rarity Show. And, of course, you can catch archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. Of course, if you want to challenge old Dave the Rave, you think of a lost 45, something that you haven't heard in a long time, and I've got the record. It's a pretty good chance that that's true. So contact me, Dave at davetherave.com, or call me up at 609-948-HITS, 609-948-4487. Taking us on out of here today, James Brown's band. James Brown and his band, produced by James Brown and written by James Brown on the Try Me record label from 1963. They called themselves the Poets on this particular release. Devil's Den, Part 1. Oh, yes, indeed. And until next time, you keep listening for Relics and Rarities.
Soap.